2015, Tuesday, July 7th, 3:20 p.m. So let me try and sketch out what is the ideal scenario. Ideal scenario is where I can work throughout the day, feel like I'm getting stuff done. Not just that I'm doing stuff, but also like I'm feeling I'm getting stuff done. It's the right stuff to do. Still always this push for greater performance, optimization, etc. But it's done in that it's done in a very healthy way. It's not done in a compulsive way. I also don't have the sense like I'm not getting stuff done. I'm not getting like stuff out there. I'm not getting, not producing value. I'm not making an income, etc. And so therefore, somehow I need to do more, even though I can't do more because supposedly I have to do the work that I'm doing. Ideal scenario, I deal with that. Have the sense that it's like I'm doing this stuff. It's the right stuff to do. This is the way to go. Also, along with that, those times where it feels like, all right, I did everything according to how things are supposed to go, but it feels like I did not really do anything that's the equivalent of trying to work out a mathematical proof for myself, where I'm up at the whiteboard, I'm struggling through it, I'm really working my brain, I'm using my capacities, and I'm learning things as I go. It feels like, again, it's like exercise, where not just simply trying to maintain a level of health, but rather doing resistance training and getting stronger. And then the next time you go to do whatever it is, you feel the accomplishment. Often that is the case, I just don't feel it as much as I think. I'm not really doing as much as I can do. It's like even if you're doing a lot, even if you are disciplined, if you have this sense like in these areas I'm making choices that I could be making better, and so it feels like I could have the discipline to do it even though I'm already doing stuff. That is so. Likewise, right here, I'm using my capacities, doing a lot of good work, and yet it feels like I could do better if I were to look back and see that I could have done better if I simply just made a bit more of an effort. Then of course it's going to be like, yeah, I would have liked to do better. And not in a way that's compulsive, but in a way where it's like, here's the opportunity. Take the opportunity. It's more along those lines. I can't think of a good analogy doesn't come to mind right now. Maybe it's like this, maybe it's like you buy a car and there's like some sort of mail-in rebate for it, and you already got a good deal on it, and you also have this mail-in rebate. You have to like fill out some paperwork, send something in, and you're not on top of it, and it's just like you let that go. It's like, well, you didn't need the money, but yet it's still better for you to do it. So there's that, there's also this sense that I could be doing more as far as my liberal education goes. Could stand out something organized there where I'm doing this continued light work and bring myself up, particularly in areas of chemistry, biology, just science overall, etc., etc. It's like, I'm doing plenty of work and yet it would be good if I did that. So one thing I'm thinking of, the way to go might be something like this. The way to get better is to get worse. To do it quicker, you take longer to do it. What do I mean by that? Well, think of something where this guy's pulling stuff, and he's got a pulley rigged up. It gives him a mechanical advantage. He pulls on it, and he's able to bring it up. Not theoretically, but let's say it's like this. He's able to pull up individual things, and that's taxing on his body. So after he does so many, he has to stop and rest. It's like he's just depleted. If if the things are broken up, if like the boxes that he's lifting, let's say, if they were smaller boxes, then he could have kept going longer. But they're not. They're not broke. They're not. They are what they are. Let's say that. But if they weren't, he has the capacity to work for a longer time and get more done. It's just that things are not. They just happen not to be broken up in that way. Well, okay, now let's imagine that he adds another pulley. And so that he's pulling over a longer distance. It's taking him longer to pull up each individual thing. And so, in a sense, it's taking him longer to do the same amount. And yet, for the whole thing, it's taking shorter because he's able to work more each day. He's able to use up more of his capacity each day. Don't have any proof that that's the case, but if we imagine that to be the case, and then we ask, okay, what would be the equivalent of that? It might be something like this. It might be something like, take something where it's like you could just lift it directly for any individual one, and yet you make it easier on yourself by setting up a pulley. I could go and do this work. I could also spend extra time outlining the work, doing other things around it, and doing some work visualizing things beforehand. It's like, okay, it takes longer, and also, I don't need that, so why would I do it? You do it if it's less taxing, if it lets you get what you want to get done more quickly. All this type of thing, it's not easy to get myself to do it because, again, there's always this sense that who knows how long it'll take. And if you look back and it's like, yeah, it's taking it easier. I came up with this theory, this reason to make things take longer. I'm great at finding all these different ways to make things take longer. And also I have this theory of resistance that tells me that if I just happen to think of doing something, there's a good chance that if it's the longer way around, the resistance will pull on it and tend to make me do the worst thing. And yet, I think I should do this. Yeah. But then again, does it hurt? Will I be able to tell any difference? Could I just simply experiment? Like, let's say, like you have the guy who's pulling up the boxes, right? And you're telling him, go ahead and make it take longer. And it's like, you got this theory. You can't really explain it in terms of mechanical advantage. Or if you could, he doesn't get it. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to follow your advice and then have it turn out wrong. Couldn't you just say, well, just try it. Just try it as an experiment. If it doesn't work, just go back to doing it your way. So from there, it would be more about whether or not I could tell the difference. Could also make a couple other arguments around it. One of them is possibly, I might think of it like trying to develop out this strong bureaucratic infrastructure. And it's slow at first, but that's like developing out an assembly line. It's like for the individual case, you're going to get it done faster. You don't need to develop out an assembly line because you've already done it. But after you've got the assembly line set up, it's much easier. You can do the volume, which is what I did for efforts around like setting up the general project infrastructure that I've used for several projects. Then further say, maybe say this, say, gonna set up something proportionally speaking, such that I'm gonna keep putting things out in this modest and grounded way. Gonna keep getting stuff done, gonna put out, say, a next release of Gen. It's not gonna be like I stop everything and then I work on this theory and then this theory and then this theory. That's all gonna be proportional. The grounded work is gonna be work that drives the types of things that I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't know, this is not exactly coming off yet. This is gonna need work. I had the momentum going before, I don't have it right now. So let me try and do one of these meta things, and sometimes that works. Another thing stepping out, I was going to relate this to developing art appreciation and being able to say somehow, I've done this before, somehow say like, alright, so you can have these different things and you can put some valuation on them. If it turns out that it takes extra stuff in order to go into making one of the things, you know, make the argument that somehow it's going to have to be the case that the thing that takes the more work, somehow that extra work is going to have to pay off. It's not... It all depends, like, how that's set up as far as examples goes. It's like, you can't just make that up about anything and say, like, I wasted a bunch of time on this, so therefore, you have to pay me more. It's like, no, that doesn't work. And yet still, it's the case, I still want to be able to say, like, all that glitters is not gold is what comes to mind. It's not what I mean, but there are stuff that people pay for, they think it has some valuation, it turns out not really being worth it. Other things that they come to appreciate in the fullness of time. I want to say that you can't really do much to build on the stuff that's fool's gold. It's like, it doesn't make sense to do it, especially if you can tell the difference. And further, it's not going to be the case that if you try and make your living off of doing sensible things, it's like you go to pursue something, you hit resistance, you work on developing out what's really needed. It's not going to make sense for it to be like, yeah, I did that, and then it totally does not work out. I wish I'd never done it. So we want to say something around there, and something around some kind of basic income theory, which, it's like you're talking about it. Yeah, I mean, it's like that related to work that's done, say, in a university. It's like you can't, there's a whole system there with that. I don't think it covers everything. It's like, how do you relate that to, say, open source work, crowdfunding work? I want to somehow say that somehow, so it's like make some claim that, I want to say something like, if the work is just, then there has to be some just payment for it. Assume or claim that is the case, and then work out how that would happen, and then act based upon that, instead of it being like, I don't see how it's ever going to work, and so therefore, it's never going to get done. I don't know. It just feels like there's this lack of thinking. Not lack of thinking in terms of activity, I mean like lack of development. And I mean it when I think about how there's plenty of people that are able to make money in, I don't want to say non-traditional, non-conventional, and not so straightforward in simple ways as like, there's a job ad in the paper. It pays X number per hour. And it's like as if that's like the only way to make any kind of living. As if it's not like, say, going back forever. It's like artists have had patrons, etc., etc. It's like, if find some kind of just work to do it, and then figure out how to get paid for it and assume that there's some reasonable way to make it happen, and then proceed based on that, as opposed to saying, well, if there isn't already something for it, it means that it doesn't have value, and so therefore I cannot do it. It's like, that way of thinking is like, it makes for getting stuck. And then on the other side, it's also don't want to be like, well, so therefore you can do anything. It's like, so your argument is like, just do it, it'll work out. It's like, you can't really just do anything, though. That doesn't really seem very grounded. So then I think, okay, then why do I It's like, for this stuff, why do I believe it? I don't fully believe it. It's more like, it's more as if, more like, or as if I have to. Not like have to, but. So I have some sense of what I was just talking about, where it's like you can't just do anything. You have to try and do something. You have to try and be rigorous, and you have to try and do stuff that makes sense. Believe that. I also believe that to do new things, you kind of just have to assume something and then try and figure out why it is so, and then either it works out or you hit some type of limitation. But either way, it has to work. It can't be the case that you're able to just do everything completely rationalizing. Believe also all the stuff about, say, the expanding bureaucracy, the imaginary, etc. There's definitely more to things than just like simple, linear, straightforward, rationalistic thinking. So it's like there's all that. Then if I think about trying to do things in whatever would be the simple way, I don't really believe it anymore. It's like all this experience, it's like I don't really believe. So it's kind of, it's not exactly like, but it would be like as if you're just saying to me, all right, now why don't you just dump all this stuff and go and just write, just code, just take this thing, just code it up. That's it, end of story. I wouldn't believe that it would be possible. Not possible, it's just like I don't think it's going to work out. I think the stuff I've developed, don't necessarily need all of it, but have developed it for a reason. And so I'd rather do things based off of that, hit problems, and either scale back, which is an option, scale back or take the problems and try and figure out about them and try to proceed. But then again, if I go and I look over things, I always have naturalistic explanations encountering fantastical stuff, but if you look at things broadly, it doesn't really work so far as I can survey them. Especially when it comes to web techs, GUI toolkits, when I look at job ads, the job ads like conceivably could have been put out 10 or maybe more years ago. It's like, how do you explain that in terms of technologies? Like, how does that work? There's plenty of other stuff there. So it's like, if you try and tell me something simple, like, oh, why don't you just do this? And that'll work. It's like, I don't really have much belief there. All right, what then? Well, this is what. This is, I'm trying to come up with things like this notion of just work, which again is simple. If you look backwards, then it's like, yeah, it made sense for you to do that. What you did have had value. It's a good thing that you did it. And so therefore, because it's good that it would be done in order for you to not regret having done it. You should have some sort of payment, some sort of compensation. I don't know where it is yet, but assume that it exists and then go look for it. That type of thing, at least it feels like it's much more moving in the right direction than just being like, well, it's all really just simple. You made it all complicated, but it's super simple. Just like go out and just pick a job ad and post up to it. It'll work out. And by the way, like get rid of all this stuff you're doing. You're making life way too complicated. The end. It's like, yeah, it doesn't really work. It doesn't feel right at all. So anyhow, so around there would be stuff where I try and work out this notion of basic income theory, or read up on stuff that other people have done. Again, this notion that you can be doing worthwhile work that is, I'm not saying unconventional, but it's like not everything is covered. Not everything can be done by conventional means. If you want it to be done, and it takes unconventional means to do it, then so you want to have some kind of support for that. And again, it's not really, all this stuff is not very much of a stretch. It just simply lacks development, in my mind, of thinking.